the analysis of the notes with Lucas and Clara from El Comercio from Ecuador.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today we're digging into something huge happening in Ecuador, the Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales boom. But we're not just looking at the money, we're looking at the massive digital security risks that come with it.
And it is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
The Guayaquil Chamber of Commerce is expecting sales to hit what is between $1.55 and $1.6
billion. A billion, wow.
Yeah, just over that one weekend. That's about 18% of all the country's commerce for the entire month of November.
Okay, so to handle that kind of demand, businesses have had to step up their game. They've focused on, well, two big things, right?
Hmm.
Making the in-store experience better, but crucially, expanding their e-commerce. And that last part is so important because apparently, one in two adults in Ecuador is now an online shopper.
Exactly. And that explosion in online shopping is where we run into this idea of an invisible digital profile.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, it's basically the sum of all your data, your online habits, your personal info. It's what companies use to, you know, personalize ads for you and to validate that you are who you say you are.
Oh, okay.
But what's so interesting is that most of us create this profile without even thinking about it. That's according to Alicia Boldione, an expert from Equifax.
And that invisible profile, the thing that gets you good deals, that's also the weak spot.
That's the one.
Because the risk is just getting bigger and bigger, especially now that AI makes it so easy for scammers to, like, spin up these fake stores that look completely real.
It's a huge problem.
Hmm.
And the baseline fraud rate is already pretty alarming. Research from consultora Jumio shows that in Latin America, one in five transactions is fraudulent.
One in five? Before the holiday rush even starts.
Exactly. So when you have these keys in consumption, the criminals just jump on the opportunity. And it really brings up a serious question about trust.
Right, because how are you supposed to feel safe? I saw the stat from the anti-phishing working group, and it's just shocking.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about. The HTTPS finding.
Yeah. Over 90% of phishing pages now have HTTPS.
Think about that. That little padlock icon, that security seal we were all trained to look for?
It's basically meaningless now as a guarantee of safety.
It means we have to be a lot smarter than our web browsers.
So, okay, that brings us to what people can actually do. The first line of defense seems to be, well, just being skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
You have to actually verify the business, you know, check their public info, look for reviews. And if a deal looks impossible, like 90% off a brand new iPhone.
It's a scam.
It's a scam. Just get out of there.
And then there's a technical side. Passwords are, they are non-negotiable. You need unique, strong ones for everything.
I saw a Kaspersky analysis on this. It was incredible. They looked at 190 million passwords, and something like 45% of them could be guessed in less than a minute.
Less than a minute. By automated tools. So your unique password is the only thing standing in the way of that.
Okay, beyond passwords, what are, say, two quick things everyone should do this season?
First, avoid public Wi-Fi for any kind of payment.
Mm.
The risk of someone impersonating you or snatching your data just skyrockets.
Makes sense.
Second, and this is the big one, really think about using payment methods that are only for online shopping. A virtual credit card, for example.
So it creates a kind of firewall.
Precisely. If that card number gets compromised, your main bank account is still safe.
Hmm.
And finally, you have to monitor your accounts.
You can't just set it and forget it.
No. You should be reviewing your credit reports, your bank statements, maybe every 3 or 4 months. It's the only way to catch fraud early.
So when we boil it all down, what does this mean for you listening? It means that while those Black Friday deals are really tempting, securing that invisible digital profile, it's the same as protecting your actual physical identity.
And it leaves us with a really fundamental question to think about. If 90% of phishing sites look legitimate because they use HTTPS, how do we even define trust online anymore? What does it really mean to trust a website you're visiting for the first time?
That is definitely something to think about. If you enjoyed this deep dive into commerce and security, please subscribe and share the knowledge. We greatly appreciate it.
Comment, subscribe, and share. More information at www.commerce.com.